Therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. He left Judea and departed unto Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar. You see, what is happening here, it might seem as if it is a story, but it's actually a representation of a reality that is captured in the realm of the spirit. Actually, Jesus is trying by all means to bring to us a communication that is beyond the natural. You see, there is a challenge that Jesus had in his ministry upon the face of the earth. He is challenged with communication. You see, you cannot blame him, considering the fact that he came from a different realm and his perspective concerning matters fundamentally varies from the natural men that we see upon the face of the earth. You see, at some point Jesus said that and no one has seen the Father at any time, but the Son who has been with him has both seen him and declared him. And it was John that was speaking. He said that he that is from above. So the context now is that there is a superior information, a superior knowledge. Jesus' capacity to understand the things that is heavenly, that is divine, it's obviously different from how the normal man understands it. But meanwhile, he will always make an attempt to see if he can bring a body of truth across to the people. But you will find out, especially in this book of John, that he is limited at many stages. At some point he said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them. He didn't say you can't hear it. He said you can't bear it. So it's two different things. It means that your capacity to interact with that level of truth is not possible. So which is why this thing is beyond the fact that there is a change of regime. That is one. Another thing is that every of God's word and communication is domiciled at an energy level in the spirit. That means your capacity to interact is dependent on how much you have ascended. So when we come to meetings like this, the first target of our prayers is not to get anything to be done. It is to ascend to the realm in the spirit where the meeting is holding. Every meeting doesn't hold at the same place. Just because you came here last week, the venue is not the same. So what happens is that for John, that has been a constant feature in the spirit, a season came and the voice of God and instructions, revelations that will take him to a new plane in his functionality came, and he wasn't able to interact. But by God's mercy, because of how important it is, God have to tell him, come up here. But the scripture said that John was in the spirit. So just cancel out the fact that he's in the flesh and he's not matured. He doesn't know the... No, he's in the spirit. He is used to the things of the spirit. But on that day, the energy level that he has been operating on is low. So he needed to come up. That's the implication of many meetings that men attend. And things happen and they are not... They wonder why is this thing happening to others? No, your challenge is that your soul has not ascended to the present reality of the spirit. Your spirit in the Holy Spirit. That is assuming you are now born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. Huh? Now follow me. So many of the things that Jesus wanted, I just want to introduce the guest minister. That's what I'm trying to do. So many of the things that Jesus tried to do and to teach here is heavenly truth. Meanwhile, he is obviously limited in his communicative capacity. So in this context, revelation is not the issue. Utterance is not the issue. The issue is the capacity of the man that is receiving. So there are planes of truth. He is limited in communicating to this man. Meanwhile, Jesus being a master, you need to know what it means to be a master. A master is not a title you receive. A master is something you enter into by maturity. So people don't just call you master just because, you know, these days you can call somebody pastor, prophet, apostle. So if you want to make him feel big, you call him prophet or apostle. No. These things are component factors of your makeup, something you entered into. So when you begin to operate from that realm, anybody can see it and see that there is a horn with which you operate. So that was what was happening with Jesus. So even though he is a master in... You know, a master in Jewish culture is somebody that has been educated enough in the Torah, the laws, and the prophets, such that men can come and learn at his feet. At the age of 12, Jesus was already disputing with the doctors of the law. So he indeed is a master. So meanwhile, there are certain things that is limited in communicating, because his perspective is obviously different from the average man that you see up in the street. Because Jesus is the one that came from heaven. And his target, his frame, remember the scripture said in the book of Philippians chapter 2. He said even though he was God, he took another form. The form he took is so that he will be in such a way, a frame, that he will represent the mandate that he came to deliver upon the face of the earth. So being as God, at that state he was in eternity past, he will not be able to deliver the mandate. So there is a form a man takes so that he will mirror all the dimensions of God. And the form that can mirror the revelation of the Father is the form of the Son. That is why he appeared as the Son. And the full representation of the kind of son he was, the scripture said he was a servant. Meanwhile, that's not my point. My point is that Jesus had a man. Anytime he's moving about, he he carried a burden, and his burden is to reveal the things that are divine and heavenly. What did I say? To reveal the things that are divine and heavenly. Not just divine, also heavenly. Are you with me? So if it is true, then there is a challenge. There is a challenge because you see, when man fell, the creature was held subject to bondage. That means the average thing you see in this universe has fallen short of its original makeup. So if we want to use it to trace divine truth, we reach a point it cannot mirror it again. Meanwhile, God's ordination is that the invisible things is the mother of this visible realm. So that if you try, the truth between the realm is parallel. That means if it was not that this world became subject to vanity, we can mirror divine truths accurately using the physical realm. So Jesus himself was limited. So many times what he does is to make an attempt to mirror divine truths, realities, using the things that is natural. So Jesus was doing something here. That's what I'm trying to say. He wants to bring a body of truth, but there is no way he can communicate with that woman except he begins to mirror it with something that is he is using physical things to mirror something that is divine. So he came and sat by the well. He said, then he came to a city of Samaria that is called Sychar. Sychar. First of all, they call this city. And I need you to understand that if we begin to interpret this scripture, this city is not a physical city. It's a spiritual city. It's a spiritual city that was set up in the realms of man when man fell. And then he became subject to vanity, because the opposite of vanity is reality. Are you with me? So man began to pursue things that can never satisfy, because that word Sychar. How many of you have traveled to the north, or to, if you are traveling from to Kwara State, now your sister be that way. If you are traveling to Kwara State, my God, there is a place you will be on the road, you will see this a stretch of road. And then when you look, you will seem as if there is water lying on the road. Is it not true? Only for you to get there is no water. The name for that thing is mirage. The word Sychar means mirage. And that is where man have been subjected to when you pursue things out of context. You with me? So your pursuit is Sychar. You will be coming to fetch well. You will be coming to fetch water from here. So when you come in that place, you fetch today. In fact, you will get your degree and think it's all about the degree, only for you to find out that I heard that the government wanted to give 5,000 jobs at River State. They came in the morning, there was no space. People filled everywhere. That is when you find that 2-1 is no more enough to get a job now. They now tell you get masters. You now get masters. They do job application. You find out that Dangote is looking for master's degree to drive his truck. Say Sychar. Sychar. These things can't satisfy. It can't. Anyway, that's not my point. My point is, I have 5 more minutes. My point is in let's read verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew? You know, when Jesus came here, he came as an engineer. Not just an engineer, he also came as a geologist. In fact, he came as a drilling engineer. Somebody that can work in an oil field. So he came with his drilling equipment. Because there is something he needed to strike. I have found out that the deepest place, aside the heart of God, the next deepest place to strike is the heart of a man. The only thing deeper the heart of God himself. So see the way Jesus is dreaming. So Jesus came. This thing is, I know you are not seeing it, but is just it. Picture a drilling. Do you have borehole in your house? Anyway, have you lived anywhere there is borehole before? Have you lived? You have not lived anywhere. There is tap, there is borehole. Have you lived before? So those people that sung the well, that's Jesus. Engineer Jesus came, and he came with his drilling machine. So he drilled the first one. When he drilled the first one, with those questions he was asking the woman, the woman said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, when he said this thing, Jesus stopped. Because, you know, you can want to drill, and they will say that the kind of rocks in this place cannot allow for further drilling. We need to find another place. So when he said Jew, Jesus cannot achieve the target. He can't hit water using Jew. Are you seeing it? Say, how is it that you, being a Jew, do you know what it means? It means that there are certain kind of truth that people cannot receive. Maybe because you are a white man. Maybe some of you following me online from wherever in the whole, I don't care. It's the same thing. If you drill well, if there are many places to drill, and you will never find water if you used you. That is how that woman would have defeated the effort of Jesus. Jesus said, no. Let's leave here. Let's leave here. Let's find another patch. Let me show you another one. Let's look at verse 11. So hold one. The number one place is what? Look at verse 11. He said, the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. So the first name he called Jesus. Because Jesus, are you with me? There is a way you must identify Jesus so that he will be able to sing this thing well. He identified him as a Jew. He said, Jew! Jesus knew he cannot achieve it. But Jesus opened up something. And I said, sir! So what's the second name of Jesus? Meanwhile, at sir, Jesus can still get the job done. Let me show you another one. Let's look at verse 16. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that says thou truly. In other words, Jesus is saying, throughout your life you have been lying, but today you said the truth. Today today you said the truth. The woman now said unto her, sir, I perceive that thou art what? That thou art what? So first of all, Jesus was what? Number two, he was what? Number three, he was what? If I'm the one that they called prophet, I will relax. That is the average thing that we crave for. An oracle, the one that speaks for God in a generation. The words of God is upon your lips. That is where you will stop. You are a miracle worker, signs and wonders, healing, all kinds of things happen. Breakthroughs, you touch people, things happen. But the things we are talking about is eternal in scope. We can't reach it from this plane. For you will rejoice, but for Jesus he won't. He knew that as good as it is that prophet can gather crowd and prophet can get many things done, but he can't get God's agenda done. Okay, let's find the next one. For the hour cometh, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, this is the problem. The woman said unto him, you know, there are some kind things you'll be saying. They said, no, no. This one is not reserved for a human being. That's what the woman is saying. He said, no, no, no. You don't talk, pass yourself. As you do like this, you don't talk. What? Let's leave it. When the Messiah comes, say after me, when the Messiah comes, this talk don't pass you. No human being should be treading this path. He said, when the Messiah comes, it's only him that is able to deal with this. That's when Jesus began to tell him that the one that is talking to you, it is there that Jesus sank and found water. Until you interact with the Christ himself, you cannot. The Christ is the building blocks in the kingdom. Any other thing you built upon is a sinking sand. It will vanish. Huh? Winds will come. Tough times will come. And then you will look for what you built. You can't see it again. But they that found the fountainhead, even in dry seasons, they will still be watered. They will still be watered. They will still be watered. I met a prophet in the north recently. He told me that we still need to dig deeper. I said, what? Is some of you that, you know, some of the things people see, they think that's what we do. Is some of you that live with me here that know what we do. And somebody still said we need to dig deeper. Touch your neighbor, say we need to dig deeper. The day is coming. You need to find your own fountainhead. If not, you will look for water. You won't see. Because all those things that are sprinkling on you, a time will come. You need to find a way. Oh my God. I have a body. You know, some people, by revelation, they give you burden. No, me, my, it is from my burden that I get revelation. So if there is no burden, there is no revelation. You know, you can be talking now, and then burden will enter people's heart. It is not me. My own is that the thing will weigh me down for long. And then when I begin to speak, it will seem as if fire is in it. I want you to pray for 1 minute and ask God, I yield to you to the point that I'm willing for you to sink a deeper well. See, let me tell you, if you don't mean it, don't pray. It's not a must. I'm not forcing you to pray now. We are talking of the men that will rule tomorrow. The men that will know how to survive in the wilderness. The men that know the way of the cactus. The cactus has found a way to look fresh, even in dry seasons. How? There must be a source that he has found that is beyond the things that we see about everywhere. He has sunk away. Teach us again the way and the life of the cactus. Man that has found ways to sink a well so deep that the present circumstance cannot rob them of the freshness of God. Oh, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. 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 Oh, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways.
Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Just the cymbals, just the cymbals.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways.
Cry out!
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways.
It's a spiritual education.
Amama, I can't patahasale. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
2 more minutes.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
We beckon on you. We beckon. We beckon. We beckon. We beckon. We beckon on the mortal one.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Mama, mama, mia, lele, bo. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Make us wise, Otter, in the path eternal.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways.
Ah! Kapakakwa!
Oh, your ways. Your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your way. Oh, your way. Your ways, your ways. Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah!
ways, your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. One more minute. A new breed arises. A generation that will settle for nothing except all that God has ordained for us. By the Spirit we enter. We enter. Guide our paths. Strengthen our feet. Let your light shine. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways. Amamata baratas. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways. Your ways.
Control. Katatatatai. Yambe. Yambata kumbre. Sapatatatatakwa. Katratate. Yatatatatatatatai. Yambo. 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 Akai. Katatakakwa. Katatatatatakwa. Kai katatatwa. Ayo. Sadwakataila. Pepe pepe tatakata. Kakamatakaya.
May our feet not sleep. May he be found on path eternal. We beg on you, great one. For your ways, oh. For your ways, Spirit, teach us your ways.
A ray of light from heaven.
In Jesus' name. Listen. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, it says that the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, we give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There is an allotment of wisdom it takes. The revelation and wisdom it takes for you to enter into the knowledge of God. It's not haphazard. It's precept upon precept. A little here, a little there. You know when to bring in every building material. There are certain building material that is out of season. Yes, it's building material, but it's out of season. Why? There is no wisdom. Revelation is the material. Wisdom is how you build. Each of them is very important. So there are people that is fasting out of season. They are praying out of season. When they should obey, they are busy. They are busy sacrificing. On that day, sacrifice will not be worth anything. The day that obedience is lacking. What is the fault? These men come and meet me, and they say they have fasted for long. It seems as if the thing is not working for them. Is this wisdom? There is an allotment of wisdom it takes to enter into the knowledge of God. And I found out that this wisdom is not, it can't come by the will of man. Huh? It's a blessing of God. I pray that this ray of light will strike your spirit. It doesn't take 5 years. It doesn't take 10 years. It takes God. It is God that it takes. So if the light strikes you now, I don't know. I don't know whether it's meant for one person or for all. But are you not tired of moving in a cycle and you call it Christian life? When will you break forth into a higher ground? You are not hoping that you will become tomorrow, you know. An average believer hopes that he becomes tomorrow. Many of them don't know the step by step. This thing is an education of the spirit. There is a wisdom from above. I want you to pray for 1 minute. And then God will flood your heart with that light that came from above. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Make me wise.
Spirit, teach me your ways.
May I not dwell in the courts as a foolish man. Many men dwell in the courts of God without wisdom,
and they will never know how to interact. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Oh my God.
In Jesus. Mighty. You can be seated if you can. Still be playing softly. You can be seated if you can. Pastor, thank you, sir. This week is loaded, oh. This week. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways. Your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. I've made a vow not to settle for less. All I pray is for God to give me the grace to press. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Somewhere. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Plant our feet in high places. Our feet in high places. In Jesus' mighty name. I believe there is a lot of emphasis on female kingdom warriors. The Deborahs, the judges. If you are a lady, this is your season. God has never been ready to use ladies like He is willing now. And I believe that this week is specially meant for those ladies. So that even after this, our normal bed pants, there is still another session for ladies coming up. Tomorrow we continue. And you would have noticed that if you came by 5, that we started by 4:30. I cannot, because of you, not follow the Holy Spirit. Because if we waited for you to come at that time you came, we wouldn't have made progress. Just because I'm pointing this side doesn't mean it's you. As a matter of fact, the person I'm pointing to is not this side. If you think you are the one, then you are the one. Amen. Okay, this is it. Treasures in earthen vessels. Everything has been made ready. Our there is a lot of grace here to build people. As a matter of fact, I consider myself as a builder. That's the most obvious grace I have. So you can't meet me at this point and not make movement. It's not possible. Even if it's 1 week, even if it's 1 minute, there must be something we'll build. So we are exploring all the avenues possible to bring capacity building. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow we meet by... when should we meet? 4:30. So that we release bomb in this place. My God. You know, magnitude 10.4 earthquake. The one, if you say, I don't want to pray, is a lie. So that by... well, we cannot say the time we are going to stop. We stop when we have set the coordinates. We don't stop because of time. We stop because we have set the coordinates. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of achieving the target. Sometimes 30 minutes is enough. Even though we will not stop 30 minutes. But 1 hour may not be enough. So on Friday and on Saturday. Friday 2 p.m. right? Then Saturday 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. right? It will be for the ladies. Invite everybody. Pastor Emeke Zuka, you people came to International Sonship Conference, so I don't need to introduce him. And then his wife too. Amen.
It's just this one. Anyway, we'll discuss it later. So, Pastor, I want you, if you are blessed today, I want you to celebrate God's servant, Pastor Chidi. Pastor, we celebrate and honor you, sir. Amen. You can be seated. So he's still with us. Amen. He's actually passing through, but we found a way to trap him so that he will drop something and go. No. You know, when you meet people, actually you benefit as much as you want. That's what I found out. Yes. I met a man of God. He didn't want to say anything, but as soon as he began to talk, I was with him in a car and we were driving to go and minister. He was just trying to gist, normal gist with me. As soon as he wanted to talk, I brought out a jotter. I was writing like this, right? What am I even saying that you are writing? He now began to open secret to me. Since you have jotter and pen and your eyes is like this, let me give you some information. The information he gave me is why I'm here. He called me and told me, Chinedu, let me tell you that everybody you see is covered with darkness on this earth. That any man that pierces through will be seen from everywhere. That the reason people are not seen is because they have not pierced through that gross darkness. I took it, I kept it in my heart, I chewed it for weeks. May you not end in your jota in the name of Jesus. As I was telling my people the other day, I told them, many of the things you are asking God to say, he spoke in your jota 5 years ago. And you are still expecting him to speak. You are in trouble. He's not a talkative. So we are going to give our offering, seed, tithe, whatever you have. I bless it in the name of Jesus. And my friend is also here. He passed through a lot to be here. You know. At least you see what Evangelist Ikechukwu passed through. And this one is nothing to compare with that one. No. The man still has jet lag. And he passed through, you know, air no green, land no green, follow water. Amen. Spirit, teach us your way. If you want to oversleep this night, you will hear my voice in your dream. You are already in trouble. You don't believe it. Huh? I will come, Joshua, I will come. Once you want to oversleep, I will come. Spirit, teach us your way. I know some people, you don't like me, especially the way I talk. You don't like, but me, I don't care. Me too, I don't like you. This present you, this one now, I don't like it. And is this present you that doesn't like me? Me, I don't like this present you too. There is the one I like, is still coming. That's the one we are trying to get to. That one, I love that one. And that one loves me. But this one, I lie. We are not friends. Let's press. And if you want to oversleep, Spirit, teach us your way. Oh, your way. Part of the way he teaches is the what part of the way is the war of fasting and night vigil. Spirit, teach us your way. Not for anything to happen, but to culture your soul. There are many things you are not willing to hear from God until your soul is cultured. Many of the things you are saying, God, speak to me, I will obey. Speak to me now. No, you won't. Because your soul is not willing. You are, there is still a lot of rebellion resident in your soul. It takes water treatment. Sometimes not just water treatment, it takes fire treatment. How many of you who is studying industrial chemistry, you know what is water treatment? Or microbiology, water treatment. Or food science, I study food science. There's what we call water treatment. There's also fire treatment. Fire. And then your heart will be tempered to the point that it can receive heavenly matters. I used to think my heart was tempered until God treated me to fire and water for 5 years. Then he spoke. What I was not willing to hear before, I now heard it. I was crying in a place and I said, God, whatever you say, I'm willing to follow. I'm willing. That was when I realized what he was saying. He has actually spoken it. Just that I didn't consider myself the kind of person that will be heeding that kind of instruction. In my own mind, I was defining, just because God said you will be great or you will be mighty in his hands, you are defining the way the greatness will come. You don't know the ways of the Spirit. I was trying to define the path for God, because the natural plane is already lending itself towards a direction I wanted to follow. When the Spirit teaches you, you will know that not all open doors should be entered into. And guess what? You know what I found out, Pastor? When some doors open, you will not hear, don't enter, enter. On those days, what God is doing is to test your heart. In the day that God tests your heart, he will assume that the training he has given you before now should have been enough for you to take decisions on that day. So if you are waiting to hear, my daughter, don't fall. You will miss it. Because as of that time, you will only live by the culture that has entered into your soul. The mind of Christ will be what informs your choice that day. When you get it correct, the kind of crown they will give you, you will see the way you will just be different from your mates instantly. In a moment. I speak from experience. If you have lust in your soul, you will miss it that day. If you have ambition, you will miss it that day. If you have anything but Jesus and the love for God in your heart, even if you have ministry, you will still miss it. Even if what is driving you is the purpose of God for my life, you will still miss it. The only thing that can be correct that day is the love of God. That one. Because at some point, you even be confused about your purpose self. It's not as if you don't know what is your purpose, but there are specifics that is only given to God that you can only find out as a result of obedience. Why am I? Let's stop here. This week, touch your neighbor, say this week.